God is willing to make the sky break forth into rain in our lifetime if we have simple faith in Christ and trust His word to the letter. This is the focus for year 2016 December's retreat, themed The Divine Mode for Revival, held at Bethphage, Alata Village, off Ijebuode, Ibadan Road, Adebayo, Idiayure, Ibadan, Nigeria. May the Lord bless your heart as you listen.
Approach you at the hour of prayer.
Anfani nla ni o je lati toyin wa ni wakati adura.
Nobody could predict what could happen.
Ku se ni to mo bi e se ma nse.
Again, having gone through the 24 hours, the first one, the second one, this is the third lap.
Ati lo lojo kini, ati lo lojo keji, bi ere bi awada, oni ni ojo na.
We said we are going to board.
E wi fun wa pe a o rudi.
We said we are going to blossom.
Eni a o ruwe.
We said we are going to fruit.
E si ni a o su eso.
Within 72 hours.
Laarin wakati meji le ni adorin, eyi ti se ojo meta.
This is the third day.
Eyi ni ojo keta Oluwa.
Let there be a breaking forth of your spirit like a raging flood.
Je ki emi re ko wole wa bi ojo didi.
Holy Father, turn our parched ground to become waterlocked.
Je ki ile gbigbe wa ko di orisun omi.
Your mighty hand.
Owo agbara re.
Cause it to move in the midst of your people.
Je ki o rin laarin awon eniyan re.
Visit us again in such a way that the visitation will last.
Oluwa bewa wo lekan si ki ibewo yi si pe titi.
Our hearts are ready.
Okan wa ti muratan.
Our hearts are open.
Okan wa si shi.
Grant the request of thy servant, O God.
Oluwa, dawun ebe iranse re.
Thank you, Father.
Ogoni fun oruko Oluwa.
In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Ni oruko Jesu ni ati gbadura.
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Eje ki a joko.
Acts chapter 2.
Ishe awon apostle ori keji.
Going to read from verse 1.
Womaka ishi awon apostle ori keji lati ese ikini.
I will pause when I receive instruction to pause.
Bi mo ba ti gba itoni lati danu duro die won o se be.
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place.
Nigba ti ojo Pentecost si de, gbogbo won fi okan kan wa ni ibi kan.
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting.
Lojiji iro si ti orun wa gege bi iro efufu lile o si kun gbogbo ile nibi ti won gbe joko.
There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them.
Ela han bi ti ina si yo si won o pin ara re o si bale olukuluku won.
And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Gbogbo won si kun fun emi mimo won si bere si fi ede miran soro gege bi emi ti fun oli ohun.
There were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven.
Awon Jew olufokansin lati orilede gbogbo labe orun sin gbe Jerusalem.
Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language.
Nigba ti won si gbo iro yi opolopo eniyan pejo won si daamu nitori ti olukuluku gbo won soro li ede re.
Like to pause here, may the Lord bless this word in our hearts in the name of Jesus.
Mo danu duro die na ki Oluwa ki o bukun oro re.
For a few hours of prayer, the Lord has been emphasizing this childlike faith.
Lati awon wakati adura die seyin ni Oluwa tin tenumo irufe igbagbo bi ti ewe.
And we see the need for us. I personally thought we should start to look at those moments, those teachings that Christ brought, using children as illustration.
Mo wa ankiyesi lati wo emi gege bi enikan mo woye pe o ye ki n teju mo awon akoko ati awon igba ti Jesu mu eko wa ti o si lo ifara ti awon ewe.
And well, we are not in charge of this meeting. He is.
Awako ni agbateru eto yi baba gangan ni.
And he directs us the way he wants.
Bi won ba si ti fe ni won ma nse.
If he gives us that chance, we will surely do.
Bi Oluwa ba fi aye iru re gba wa, a o se be gege.
But I see him moving my heart towards Acts of the Apostle.
Amo mo wo ye bi baba tin mu ki okan mi o lo si ona odo ise awon apostle ori ikeji.
A sense in my spirit.
Mo wa ki esi ni okan mi.
The third day is come.
Ojo keta ti de.
It is a moment to fruit.
O je wakati iseso.
And fruiting also has its foundation.
Iseso amo nipile.
And I see the Holy Spirit bringing a very strong issue out of this place for us to consider.
Mo si nri ti emi mo mu oro ti o se gbogi jade ni iwa ki a le gbeyewo.
The Lord himself, as he was departing, told the brethren to remain at Jerusalem until they receive the promise of the Father.
Oluwa funrara re nigba ti o fe ma lo o wi fun awon omo leyin pe e duro ni Jerusalem.
This promise of the Father has never been seen in the dimension that the Lord told them.
Bi baba se fun won ni itoni pe ki won duro a o ti ri iru ona bayi ninu gbogbo awon ileri ti Oluwa ti ma nse tele.
And these children,
awon ewe won yi,
they left everything.
On gbogbo ti won se ni won pati.
They gathered in one place.
Gbogbo won patapata ni won kojopo si oju kan.
They sat there.
Won si joko nibe.
Praying and waiting.
Won gbadura, won si won na.
Ask them, what are you waiting for?
E wa bi won
He said, the promise of the Father. Which promise? He said, the promise of the Holy Spirit. From where?
Latibo.
Who among all the prophets waited the way you are waiting? They were just there. And it is amazing. Their waiting took 10 days. But as I peep into this scripture today, I realized that it was not unbelief that made it tarry for 10 days. It was because Baba was waiting for the day of Pentecost. There was a day he had fixed. And he was not going to allow it to come earlier than that day.
Baba osi ni gba ki isele isele saaju ojo afojusun.
And the Bible says,
Bele si wipe,
and when the day of Pentecost was fully come,
nigba ti ojo Pentecost ti si de,
they were all with one accord in one place.
Gbogbo won fi okan kan wa ni ibi kan.
And suddenly,
lojiji,
there came a sound from heaven.
Iro si ti orun wa.
As of a rushing mighty wind.
Gege bi iro efufu lile.
Why the rush?
Kini bi kilo mu ko kokora jopo ko si sure tete.
Because there's urgency.
Tori pe ikanju kun.
Why the rush?
Kilo fa isure tete.
Because pressure had gathered in the heavens over the years.
Tori pe ninu awon orun lohun awon ohun ti ko le sai ma sele o ti kora won jopo ti pe.
It was a breaking forth.
Iselo da bi ohun ti adalu ti o si fi agbara tu jade.
All those 10 days.
Laarin awon ojo mewa won ni.
It took great divine patience for the Spirit of God to wait.
O gba suru atoke wa fun emi Olorun lati seraro.
Just waiting as though somebody was on the line to run a race and is just waiting for the blast of the gun.
Bi igba ti enikan wa lori ila ti o fe sare ije to wa nduro de ipe.
As soon as the Father himself say go,
bi baba ti fun won ni ami pe e tesi waju,
the kind of rush, the kind of pressure, the kind of urgency was expressed in the way the Holy Spirit came into the place where they were gathered.
Isure tete ijagudu ati ikanju ti emi fi sokale je bi emi mo fun ara re ti pinu lati se.
The entire heavens,
gbogbo orun patapata,
all the galaxies,
gbogbo awon agbara orun,
shook at the speed by which the Spirit was coming.
Mimi ba won ni igba ti won ri isure tete ohun ijaguru ti agbara Olorun fi nbo wa.
The sound that came,
iro ti o tele isele yi,
it's as it was tearing through the heavens down to the earth.
Ise ni o dabi igba ti o nfa orun ya ti o si nbo wa sinu aye.
It was like a dam that broke suddenly.
Ise ni o dabi igba ti ibu ba ya.
And there was no mistake, this sound was not from the earth.
gbogbo eniyan lo mo pe iro yi ki se ti aye.
It was a sound from heaven.
Iro lati orun wa ni.
As of a rushing mighty wind.
Gege bi iro efufu lile.
There was no anger. It was urgency.
Ki se fun ibinu fun ikanju ni.
It was not of anger, it was of a zeal.
Ki se fun ibinu fun iyara ni itara.
There was an eagerness to be reunited with the bride.
Yiyara pipo ngbe isure tete wa lati kora jopo
with the bride.
Melu iyawo.
The spirit of the bride.
Emi iyawo gangan.
Say come.
Oni ewa.
And the spirit of the groom.
Ati emi oko na.
Was rushing.
On sarebo.
For divine mating.
Fun iduro lati oke wa.
A connection must take place on the day of Pentecost.
Asopo kan gbadan waye ni ojo Pentecost.
An intercourse, divine intercourse must take place for fruiting to begin.
Ibasepo lati oke wa kan gbadan waye fun eso siso lati bere.
It's a long time the spirit departed.
O ti pe ti emi ti yapa.
Right from the Garden of Eden.
Lati inu ogba Edeni.
That breath left.
Ni emi yi ti jade.
That wind, that blast from the nostrils of the Father.
Afefe ibugbamu lati imu Olodumare.
That left the first man and his wife.
Eyi ti o jade kuro ninu okunrin akoko ati aya.
He had missed the company of God's people for thousands of years.
Ibasepo Olorun pelu eniyan fun egbegberun odun.
Now the father is say return.
Nigba yi ti baba so pe o ya pada lo.
It was with terrible eagerness.
Iyara ipongbe isuretete yi o ni agbara pupo.
Once in a while we have seen drops of mercy over some lives.
Lawon igba die seyin ati ri awon e.
The spirit making a visit.
But that
was not the intention this time around. The spirit was coming to be reunited with God's people. To abide with God's people.
Lati joko pelu awon eniyan
to cause divine conception in God's people.
Lati mu ki eso inu lati oke wa ko
shele. There may be a bringing forth of fruit after the spirit.
Imu jade iseso ko le waye leyin ti emi mi na wa.
And no more after the flesh.
Ki si se gege bi ti ara.
And the Bible says, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. The sound, the wind, the rush, the pressure filled everywhere.
Iro, ijara, efufu, ati ijagudu.
There was no space. Everywhere was filled. A divine storm entered into the place. Where the enemy used to occupy.
Nibiti ota fi se ibuba.
The owner, the landlord himself arrived.
Onile fun ara re wole de alejo si peseda.
The pressure pressed the enemy out.
Ijagudu yi lo le awon ota jade ni kankan.
For it is time for the owner to take over.
Nitori wakati na de ti olohun wo gbohun.
The enemy over the church for years have taken over. The enemies of our soul for many years held sway. I perceive this day one more time the heaven will tear open.
Amen.
And with a kind of urgency, with a kind of pressure, we will witness the coming of the Spirit upon our lives. These children were sitting, waiting for this divine visitor. A visitor that will never knock before it enters. Why will he knock? Is he not the owner of the house? And the Bible says, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues. Wind and fire may not be friendly when the fire is small.
I afefe tabi efufu oina won le ma re bi ina na ba kere.
But when fire becomes fire,
amo ni gba ti ina ba pada to nje uruko re.
Wind doesn't quench it. Makes it to burn more. Cloven tongues appeared unto them. Tongues of fire. Not sharpened by skill of man. This is coming right from heaven. 120 people. There was none of them who didn't see it. And they were sitting down. That's strange.
We are
just sitting down. Just waiting. And I said, what kind of people are these? Just sitting down. What are you sitting down here?
Said,
we are waiting. The promise of the Father. And they just believed. They accepted what the master said. Go and wait for me, for the promise. So how do you wait? You sit down. That's how to wait. They were just there. Sitting. I'm just turning this Bible in my heart. How could they be sitting down? Just sitting down. When one of them is pressed, he goes to the restroom, he eats himself, he comes back, he sits down.
What
is he sitting down for?
He said,
we are sitting down here because we are waiting for the promise of the Father. And they have never seen it happening like that anywhere. Friend, if your heart is like a child today.
Bi okan re ba dabi okan omo owo loni.
You will receive the promise of the Father.
Wona yo gba ileri baba.
This same tongue.
Aha yi
clothing.
Aha ina yi.
You see the word clothing.
Pinpin yi.
Yoruba call it ela because it was split.
Ede Yoruba pe ni ela tori pe a pin ni.
One tongue that was split and they look alike.
Aha kan soso ni. Sugbon nigba ti a pin tan ikan oju kan o si jora.
Identical.
O jora.
You can't say this one is different from this one.
Oh, wale man wo lato kan ko wo pe ah eleyi tobi die eleyi kere eleyi fe yato si eleyi.
Divided itself into 120 pieces.
Ela han yi si pin ara re si ona ogofa.
And with the rushing wind.
Pelu efufu lile yi.
I was trying to imagine.
Mo wa gbianju lati wo
how this flame.
Bi ina yi
could be burning in that room.
Bi o se njo ninu yara ti won wa yi.
And the brethren sitting.
Awon ara si joko.
Looking at it.
Won wo ina. Ina la mo pe.
And the Bible says.
Bibeli si wi pe.
And it sat upon each of them.
Le won lori. Won si foju ri.
It didn't hit them.
Ina ni o kolu won gba.
He sat.
O kan rora joko.
He has found his throne.
O ti ri itere.
He has found his own.
O ti ri ile igbe.
God for a long time took a standing position among the people of Israel in the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud.
Ni opolopo igba seyin laarin awon mo Israeli aye ti Olorun saba ma nduro si ni gege bi owon awon somo tabi owon ina.
He couldn't sit.
Ko le raye joko.
He was always standing day and night.
Ama digba duro ni losan ati loru.
As if just do something small and I will pick race.
Ka so pe e sa ti e se nkan kan ti o gbadun emi a si fese fe.
The first time he came to sit like that was once they dedicated the tabernacle.
Fun igba kokko ti Oluwa yo wole wa lati joko ni ojo ti won fi ago ajo lele.
There was that cloud upon the tabernacle.
Ikuku si sokale si ori ago ajo.
And the day Aaron and Miriam spoke against Moses.
Lojo ti Miriam ati Aaron ni soro lodi si Moses.
God said, I said so.
Oluwani, mo ti wi be.
From that day,
latojo yen,
I tried to check my Bible.
Mo wa kiyesi Bibeli
mi. That cloud was no longer sitting upon the tabernacle.
Ikuku yen ko ko joko sori ago na mo.
But this day,
amo lojo ti an wi yi,
oh, it was a different story.
O je itan tuntun.
It was not pillar of fire. It was tongues of fire. Because in the beginning was the word. This world was not created by pillar. It was created by word. The entire universe was not created by cloud or pillar or cloud of fire. It was tongue. And if there is going to be a change in our generation, it is not by pillar.
ni o mu wa.
It is tongue.
Uh-huh. Ni o sise na.
And you see, it's very beautiful.
O re wa pupo.
And the Bible says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
Akope gbogbo won si kun fun emi mimo.
And began.
Won si bere.
There is a foundation.
Ipile kan ma nwa.
For divine fruitfulness.
Fun isesu atoke wa.
If you want a title for it, that is it. Foundation for divine fruitfulness.
Bi o ba wa nfe akori akape ni ipile fun isesu atoke wa.
They began.
Won bere ni.
It was a beginning of a new era.
O je ibere sa tuntun.
It was a beginning of a new move.
O je ibere irin otun.
It was the beginning of the church.
O je ibere ijo.
It was the beginning of the life in Eden.
O je ibere igbe aye Edeni.
A restoration of the union between the body and the spirit.
O je ibere imupadabo sipo ajosepo to wa laarin ara ati emi.
One spirit, one body.
Emi kan ara kan.
They began.
Won bere.
May God grant us that beginning this day. May it please the Lord to start a new church this third day in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible says, and began to speak.
Bible sọ pé wọn si bẹrẹ si sọrọ.
In the beginning.
Ni atete ko se.
When the earth was void and confusion was everywhere.
Nigba ti aye wa ni juju ti o si polukuru nsu.
And there was darkness upon the face of the deep.
The
Bible says, and God said.
He
started by speaking.
O bere pelu oro siso.
Let there be light.
E je ki imole ki o wa.
And there was light.
Imole si fohun o jade wa.
This day also.
Loni yi bakana.
The Bible says they began to speak.
Bibeli ni won si bere si soro.
I think we need to take note of that.
Mo wo ye pe o ye ka kiyesi yen.
This morning.
Lowuro yi.
Our lives will begin to speak.
Aye wa yo bere si fohun. Amen.
I was wondering in my heart, why speaking first?
Kí ló dé tó jẹ́ pé ọ̀rọ̀ ni wọ́n kọ́kọ́ ń sọ?
Why not something else?
Kí ló dé tí wọn ò ṣe nǹkan míì?
Why this approach and not another?
Kí ló dé tó jẹ́ pé ọ̀nà yìí ni wọ́n gbà wọlé tí kò ń ṣe ọ̀nà mìíràn?
They began to speak.
Wọ́n bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí sọ̀rọ̀.
But you will hear the Bible says,
ẹ̀gbọ́n ti Bíbélì wí pé,
with other tongues.
Pẹ̀lú èdè mìíràn.
You see, the word order for me means another.
Mìíràn. Ó túmọ̀ sí ìmìíràn.
Correct. There was a tongue they were used to before.
Èdè kan wà tí wọ́n kúndùn.
But now,
amọ nisisiyin,
Something changed.
In kan miran wole wa.
It tells me that when the within changes,
nigbati inu ba ti gbalejo otun,
the without will change.
Itana ma fowo sowo po
pelu. The tongue is the link to the heart.
Aha, ohun ni asopo lo si ona okan.
Out of the abundance of the heart,
so ri pe lati nu ekunrere okan,
the mouth speaketh. It means there was another spirit that came into them, that brought another tongue. This present church, the spirit inside of her, it's not the one we are reading here. So the tongue and the language this church is bringing, will change from today. I can't hear your
amen.
Childlike faith. That's what I have come with. Simply accepting the word the way it is.
Kinsha fi okan tite gba oro na bo ti ri.
That's the way it is.
Bo ti ri niyan.
Just sitting down.
Kasha kan joko.
To see it happening.
Lati ri bo sele.
When our spirit change.
Nigba ti emi wa ba yi pada.
Our tongue will change.
Aha wa yo yi pada.
The message will change.
Wasu na ise iranse yo yi pada.
The lifestyle will change.
Igbe aye na yo yi pada.
Ministry will change.
Ise iranse yo gba tun se.
Businesses will change.
Okowo na yo gba tun se.
Lifestyle will change.
Igbe aye eniyan gan yo gba tun se.
Because I know that what a man says forms his life.
Tori mo kiyesi pe ohun ti eniyan ba nso lo ma ndigba je ipele aye re tabi bi aye re se ri.
And the Bible says, it is as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Oh, wa, gege bi emi ti fun won ni ohun.
So the utterance was no longer theirs.
Ohun ti won fo jade ki se ti won.
The choice was no longer theirs.
Yiyan ki se ti won.
They have lost the power of rulership to the one that sat on them.
Won ti jowo agbara isakoso fun eni to joko le won lori.
Sitting on them is a sign of conquest.
Di joko le won lori o je gbigba joba sisegun won.
All the kingdom of the flesh from this day over our lives, over the Church of Christ, over Nigeria, over Africa, over the entire sixth continent of the world shall be broken.
Amen.
The Lord,
Oluwa,
permitted that this be written.
Ogba, wala ye pe ki a ko eleyi.
And I felt in my heart.
Emi si wa nwo yire ninu okan mi.
Some could not read this.
Awon kan o le ka eleyi.
Yet they believed.
Sugbon sibe won gbagbo.
They also had scripture.
Awon na ni won gbo bibeli.
Joel,
only Joel
shall come to pass in the last day.
You see, she ni ken yojo.
I will pour out my spirit.
Emi o tu emi mi jade
upon all flesh.
Lori gbogbo eranara.
That was the scripture they latched upon.
Ese bibeli ti won ri gbamu niyi.
We have two.
Àwa ní méjì báyìí.
We have Joel, we have Acts.
A ní Joeli, a ní ìṣe àwọn apostoli.
What will stop us this day?
Kíni yóò yẹ kó dá wa dúró nírú òní yìí?
Beginning from this hour of prayer.
Bẹ̀rẹ̀ láti wákàtí àdúrà yìí.
From receiving new spirit.
Láti má gba ẹ̀mí tuntun.
New tongue.
Ahan tuntun.
A new language.
Àti èdè tuntun.
And then we'll start to see product, fruit.
Kí a wá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní rí èso.
The spirit.
Lẹ́yìn ẹ̀mí.
According to the spirit.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ẹ̀mí.
That's when we'll start to talk about that love.
Ìgbà yẹn la ó wa máa wo ìfẹ́ yẹn, a ó máa sọ̀rọ̀ báyìí.
How love works.
Báwo ni ìfẹ́ ṣe ṣiṣẹ́?
And things changed for them.
Ohun gbogbo ló sì yí padà fún wọn.
The message that Peter preached that day.
Ìwàásù tí Pétérù wà ní ọjọ́ yẹn.
I read it.
Mo kà á.
I have read it many times.
Mo ti kà á lọ́pọ̀ ìgbà láì muyì.
I didn't see anything serious there.
Mi rí nǹkan kan tó ṣe pàtàkì jù nínú rẹ̀.
But because it was utterance.
Torí pé kì í ṣe ọ̀rọ̀ ohun ni.
Not eloquence.
Kì í ṣe ìjáfáfá ọ̀rọ̀ lẹ́nu.
Men's hearts were convicted.
Níṣe ni a gé ọkàn àwọn ènìyàn wẹ́lẹ́wẹ́lẹ́.
Men made altar call for themselves.
Àwọn ènìyàn fúnra ara wọn ni wọ́n sáré wá fún ìjọwọ́.
We have entered into that day.
Àmì, a ti wọnú irú ọjọ́ bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ.
When men will lack resistance.
Nígbà tí àwọn ènìyàn ò ní lè tìró ara mọ́.
Nigerians are not difficult.
Àwọn ọmọ orílẹ̀-èdè yìí ò le rárá.
You need to meet Jews.
O nílò láti pàdé àwọn Jew.
They are extremely difficult people.
Ìṣẹ̀dá
wọn. And very violent.
Ìṣẹ̀dá tó nira.
If you see the way Muslims behave.
Bí o bá ṣe
bí àwọn ìmọ̀lé
ṣe ń ṣe, bẹ́ẹ̀ ni àwọn Júù ìpìlẹ̀ ṣe máa ń ṣe.
Very violent.
Wọ́n kún fún ipá.
Small thing like this, they will carry stone.
Ohun kékeré báyìí wọ́n ti gbókuta.
They don't know more than killing people.
Kò sí nǹkan mọ̀ ju ìdájọ́ ojú ẹsẹ̀.
As difficult, as hard-hearted as they were.
Bí wọ́n ti burú tí ọkàn wọn ṣe tó.
Their heart melted.
Níṣe ni ọkàn yìí yọ bí ìdá.
We are talking about fire.
À ń sọ nípa iná o.
Fire that has no respect for stone.
Iná tí ò mojú òkúta.
In the days of Elijah, it licked even the stones and the dust.
Ní ọjọ́ Elijah, iná yìí ó lá òkúta ojo.
There was nothing.
Kò sí nǹkan kan mọ́.
Not only the sacrifice that was burned, even the altar.
Ẹbọ nìkan ló jóná pẹpẹ gan jóná.
There was nothing left.
Eérú ló kù ńbẹ, kò sí nǹkan kan.
That's not natural fire.
Eléyìí kì í ṣe iná lásán.
Difficult problems like stones.
Àwọn ìṣòro tó le bí akọ òkúta.
Melted.
Wọ́n yọ bí ìdà.
When this fire came.
Nígbà tí iná yìí tó yọjú.
And here we are waiting.
Lónìí, àwa náà ń dúró.
As we step into this third day.
Bí a ti dẹ́sẹ̀ wọnú ọjọ́ kẹta yìí.
The Lord asked me to announce to you the day of Pentecost is fully come.
Olúwa ní kí n kéde rẹ̀ fún ọ pé ọjọ́ Pentecost sì dé. Àmì.
There was something else in my mind.
Kíní kan tún kù.
I was thinking.
Lọ́kàn mi.
Maybe I was thinking I'll go to preach about.
Tí mò ń ronú pé bóyá kí n sọ̀rọ̀ nípa rẹ̀.
Said no, no.
Olúwa ní
No. It's Acts 2.
Ìṣe àwọn apostle
orí kejì. The day of Pentecost.
Ọjọ́ Pentecost.
Has come.
O ti dé o.
He could have done it the first day.
O lè ṣe lọ́jọ́ kìíní.
But there was a day he has marked for it.
Àmọ́ ọjọ́ kan wà tí a ti yàn fún.
And who will stop him?
Tàwa ni yóò dá dúró.
In his own day.
Nínú ọjọ́ tirẹ̀.
Bó ti ẹ̀jọ́ lórí burúkú.
Even if you are born unfortunate.
The way people say it.
Báwọn èèyàn ṣe máa ń sọ.
When this fire comes upon your head.
Bí iná bá bọ́ sí orí ibú.
Èyí tí ó burú ń bẹ̀.
The badness in it.
Will be burnt.
Yóò jó dànù ni.
when this fire came upon Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, inside fire.
Ti an wi yi bo si ori Shadrach, Meshach, ati Abednego.
It was a robe. It was a robe that tied them.
Okun to so won.
That it burnt.
Nlo jona.
Set them free.
O tu won sile.
In the midst of fire.
Ninu ina.
When that fire appeared there,
nigba ti ina yi fara
won. The fire of Nebuchadnezzar became quiet.
Ah. Ina to n gbe ina mi.
Say, I cannot burn here.
Ah,
when
yes,
you are
sir.
Here.
Ngba te yin ba wa nbi sir. Emi o fa agbara jijo mi seyin ni o to be. Ina to n gbo ohun ina.
Forget about fire that the enemy has made around you.
Gbagbe nipa awon ina kekeke to seyo ti ota nda.
When this cloven tongue.
Nigba ti e la han.
That is upon the tongue.
Eyi ti nbe lori ahan.
When it comes,
to ba ti de,
every other fire
gbogbo awon ina kekeke
will be still.
Gbogbo awon ina abi aso wo panu mo ni.
If you look at welder, the fabricators,
bo ba wo awon jorin mo rin,
I have seen them many times.
You
see very thick iron. And they want to cut it. They will just bring electrode. And then the thing becomes to spark. And you see it cutting very thick iron. If they want to make a hole, they will just put it there. That fire will just bore a hole into the iron. As hard as this iron is, it cannot resist the power of fire. That's fire of the welder.
Ina wedare o.
We are talking about the fire from heaven.
An soro nipa ina ajo ninu fun ara re.
All the leprosy of the present church.
Gbogbo ete ijo isisin yi.
This fire will lick it.
Amen. Ina yi yo la.
Beloved,
Olufe,
I have come this morning to just announce to you that the day of Pentecost is fully come.
Pentecost is today. Amen.
What we'll be witnessing this day as we cross into
2017.
In one day, the Lord will resolve. How many years have we counted between 1930 and now?
Odun melo ni kan ka laarin odun 1930 si isisin yi?
Eh? Is it 76? 86 years.
Ka so pe odun 1960.
Since God came visiting our elder apostle, and I was asking somebody a few days ago, I said, this brother that we call apostle, did he ever use the title apostle when he was alive?
Mo bi enikan lere pe babalala ti an pe ni apostle yi nje won lo oye yi gan nigbati won wa laye.
I am thinking it was a posthumous title that people gave to him.
Mo kiyesi pe leyin ti won lo tan ni awon eniyan fi oye yen kun won.
That babalala I saw in picture, I'm not sure he was so tight.
Iru awon eyan be yen kilo kan won pelu oye. Eni na ba gbe nu e ki du oye.
Since 1930.
Lati odun 1930 yi.
We missed that fire.
A padanu ina yen.
Many of us have wept.
ọpọlọpọ wa ti sunkun lọpọ igba
say lord
oluwa
when will it return
nigba wo lo pada wa
how long shall be our wait
ah nigba bawo ni o ti pe to ti a o fi ma
duro how long will you be far away
bawo ni o se pe to oluwa ti a o fi jina rere
when will thou return to your church and reunite us again with the groom? I hear the Lord say, this day, the day of Pentecost has fully come.
Amen.
Those decadence of 86 years or less
ibaje odun ma merindini adorun tabi ka so pe die
the Lord will lick them by his fire. The Lord will purify our hearts by this fire. The Lord will purify ministries by this fire. The Lord will purify his church by this fire. Simple childlike faith. That's all the Lord needs from you and I. Just believe. As we are here.
Kagba bi ati gbo.
I trust the Lord.
Emi gba Oluwa gbo. Mo si le gberi re je.
As we call upon him.
Bi a o ti pe.
I don't know.
Mi o mo.
When it will be.
Nigba to ma je.
But I took note of the word suddenly. Suddenly. The disciples were sitting. It was as though suddenly. There was no sign that it was coming at that moment. Suddenly. They just heard a sound from heaven. Like a wind rush. Like a hurricane. The sound was loud. Tearing through the space. I am praying as we have read it in this Bible. All of us shall see it. All of them saw it. All of them experienced it. All of them began. All of them spoke as the Spirit gave all of them utterance. I don't know what utterance the Spirit will give you. Yours may be utterance to the students. The Lord may give you utterance in song. The Lord could give you utterance in business. And you will speak language that men could hear. And they will come to bow.
See,
men and brethren, just tell us what you want us to do. Not you telling them, begging them.
Your
brother told me, said, look,
sir,
because I want revival, I prophesy to people. It's not the Lord, though. I will prophesy. Say, anybody who is committing sin, 3 days he will die. Say, they will come and repent. Say, they are afraid to commit sin. Say, is that revival? I smiled. Say, so you don't have the Holy Spirit to do his work.
What's up, eh? What's up, eh? Yeah, I saw
no Don't help him.
He
could do it himself.
Why
will you prophesy falsehood to people just to make them to be afraid?
Oh, my fear, me a key to a winning a loju key one by my suffering a share and a shell or war. You know what I ain't cone
it doesn't work.
Cone,
you want to see people walk in holiness. I understand that. But it feels that by scaring them, Islam in Christianity, you don't scare people. You don't create fear in people to fear God.
Oh, le feru, daeru. See your camera when you see Oluwa.
No.
Rara.
Doesn't work that way. Yet we fear the Lord.
Be.
It's a referential fear.
If a rutoni or warning.
That's the word. This morning.
Lord,
I just want you to lift up your faces unto the Lord and say, Lord. Since you said the day of Pentecost is fully come, I'm also waiting. And I'm watching. For when the rushing mighty wind will come. When it will come suddenly. Oh, that I may see it. I don't know which hour. I don't know whether it is even now. I don't know. If he tells me, I will tell you. I will tell you that he said now. But he said this is the day. But the hour, I don't know. That hour. I think he has reserved it in his own power. But I know that suddenly. You know, suddenly he came yesterday morning. It was so sudden. I myself was not expecting it. But suddenly, I just sense
it.
And that was a blossoming. We have come to fruiting. And without leaves, we can't fruit. Any tree that has no leaves is a ugly tree. What attracted Jesus was the leaves. Only that tree didn't complete the process. But here, in 72 hours,
Baba said,
we shall bud. We shall blossom. And we shall fruit. This cup will have wine there. We will give it back to the Father. As at other times. I just want you to say, Lord, I accept. Just the way it is said. I accept. I am waiting. I am watching. For the mighty rushing wind. For the cloving tongue like as of fire to come and sit upon my life. Something else must take over my life from this day that comes from heaven. It's not thoughts from the atmosphere. It's not ideas from men. The one from heaven. The the fire that will purify this brain and make it to work the way the spirit works.
Iná tí yóò sọ ayé wa di mímọ́ tí a ó sì máa rìn bí Olúwa ti ń rìn.
That's what we are waiting for.
Eléyìí ni àwa ń dúró dé o.
Lord, I accept.
Olúwa mo gbà á.
Be it unto me.
Jẹ́ kí ó rí fún mi.
According to your word.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ.
Why will I have come here sitting down here?
Olúwa, kí ló dé tí wọ́n wà ojókòó níbí?
Doing what?
Kí ni mò ń ṣe?
Is it not for me to come and wait?
Ṣé kìí ṣe fún mi láti wá dúró ni?
And if you have said that the day of Pentecost is fully come.
Nígbà tí o sì sọ pé ọjọ́ Pentecost ti.
Lord, I accept.
Olúwa, mo gbà á.
And I'm watching, waiting.
Mo sì ń dúró, mo ń wọ̀nà.
For the rushing mighty wind.
Fún ìró èfúùfù líle.
I'm waiting for the sound, not from the atmosphere.
Mo ń dúró de ìró náà, kìí ṣe ti àyíká.
I'm waiting from the sound, not from the camp of the enemies.
Mo ń dúró, kìí ṣe ìró láti inú ọgbà àwọn òkùnkùn.
Whatever they are making, whatever sound they are making is immaterial.
Èyí gbòówù tí wọ́n bá ń dún.
I am waiting for the sound from heaven.
Èmi dúró de ìró láti ọ̀run wá.
A sound that does not confuse.
Ìró tí kì í dáni níjì.
A sound that does not scare.
Ìró tí kì í ṣẹ̀rù bá ní.
Sound of assurance.
Ìró